What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, for whatever reason, still recovering. My voice has still been recovering from over the weekend. But this is the postcast baseball. And as I'm recording this, just got home. Creighton tonight for K-State baseball. But I got to touch on this first. K-State did get knocked off by Texas in Game 3, the series finale yesterday, 8-2. Cole Johnson did hit the team's 47th home run of 2023, but that was well short in the season finale there, 8-2 there, after the Cats knocked off Texas in Game 2 by the same score as Texas did to K-State in Game 1, 6-5. In this baseball game, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the inside of the box score here as K-State baseball team drops to 20-14 overall. Pretty sure now 6-6 in the Big 12 with non-confo Creighton here come calling here in a little bit. Texas now 23-10. Texas for them, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. K-State, losing team, once again, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. K-State did take the lead in the first inning, struck first, one in the first, and then the Longhorns got two in the first, two more in the second. K-State then answered, which will be the last run of this game with a Cole Johnson bomb. Texas added two more in the fourth, two in the fifth, and now is it for the scoring there for both teams in this game. Pitching-wise here, Charlie Hurley for Texas gets the win here. He went 5 strong innings. On the other end, Jackson Wentworth gets the loss for K-State. Now he's 1-3 on the season. He only went two innings, so I don't understand why he picked up the loss, but whatever. Two innings pitched, 3 hits, 4 runs scored to get some. All of them were unearned, a walk and a strikeout. The lineup finished with Corestino, Rue, Mason Buss. Of course, to wrap up K-State's pitching from the pen, Shea Hartis. And when I go with Corestino, I'm talking about Blake Corestino there as well to wrap up the pitching. The K-State bullpen had to cover, 9 minus 7 at least, 7 more innings of work. Yeah, that proved costly for them as well. At the plate on the K-State side, Cole Johnson with a home run there. But he was responsible for leaving 6 on base yesterday as well. Nick Goodwin hitless. Kalen Culpepper got a hit, 1-for-4. Cash Ruggley, who led off the game with a hit, he ended up going 1-for-4 in this ball game right there. And if I go back to the screen there, of course, Manager B. Hughes after the game, he said, quote, "We just couldn't get the big hit," he says. And Coach, and then Manager Hughes again continues, quote, "Anytime you leave 13 runners on base," of course, 6 of those, I just said, left by Cole Johnson by himself. "Score 2 runs, you're usually lacking the game-changing hit. Texas, on the other hand, was the better 2-out team today, and that was the difference in the game," end quote there as well. But I've also left off Roberto Pena. 2 more hits for him in this series. He went 2-for-3 in a series finale there as well. Yeah, so that's the recipe for disaster at home. Well, not at home, but at the plate, especially on away games there. And that, by the way, it's another series loss in the Big 12 by the K-State baseball team. Remember, West Virginia, we lost 2-3. Now we lost 2-3 against Texas there. Lost 2-3 against Baylor. And the only series conference win for K-State baseball so far is the sweep of Oklahoma. So now you're looking at it, it's like, damn, what are you going to do now? Yep, they're 6-6 in the conference now. And you got to play Creighton tonight. So we'll see what happens there. K-State looking at least get that game. And look ahead to the rest of the week here. I'm going to go to the rest of the schedule here for the, at least for the week here. That is what I did not want to, that is what I did not want to know. Appreciate that as well. Hey, this is the postcast edition, Eddie Greer. K-State loses the series finale to Texas 8-2 yesterday on Easter Sunday. Hope everyone, K-State Nation out there, had a great Easter weekend. Again, a belated happy Easter week, Easter weekend to all of you. Of course, they're at Creighton. Let me see. Yeah, they're they're at home against Creighton tonight. Yeah, they're home against Creighton. Sorry about that. My apologies about that. So Creighton tonight, here in a little bit, actually. And then their next conference series will be in Lawrence. KU will come calling. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those games are 6. Game 1. Game 2 is Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And then the series finale is 1 p.m. there. All those games will be in Lawrence there coming up. But they got to take care of Creighton here tonight. I get back on a ship here and try to get off a little bit of a losing skid at home. Remember, again, going back to that West Virginia series when West Virginia was ranked 24th in the country, K-State Nation. K-State lost 2-3 at home. So this is huge for them to get this game tonight. We'll see what happens there. They're at home, so hopefully they can get the bats going, get those 2 out hits they were missing in the series finale yesterday down there in Austin, Texas. So right now, K-State baseball, led by Roberto Pena, 20-14 overall. Now 500 in Big 12 play after another conference series loss to Texas over Easter weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, once again, find it wherever you get your podcasts. Again, welcome on board. And for those who are listening for the very first time, we're glad you found the show. The next thing you need to do, like I always say, not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button to the Pearl Project Podcast. We nearly post 6 days a week. We're the only K-State podcast in Manhattan that posts daily content. So you want to make sure you tune in then. And we got a special little episode here. We got to give a little shout out to the K-State cheerleading pom-pom team, national champions over the weekend. We're going to dive in a little bit of that. Either it might come out either late tonight or tomorrow sometime. So I'm going to read up on it yesterday. So that need to be called out there as well. Shout out to the cheerleading squad there for getting that. That's a huge accomplishment. I believe they're back-to-back champions, if I'm not mistaken. A lot more on that coming up on another daily, which will come out probably tomorrow or later on tonight. We'll see. I recorded 2 yesterday prior to that news. So a lot more on that. So shout out to the K-State Classic Cats for getting that done as well. So that I retweeted it as well. So yeah, congratulations to them. A lot more on that coming up. So you want to make sure you're here. Subscribe to Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Go Cats. K-State looks to get off the snide here in a little bit against Creighton on the diamond tonight. Go Cats.